to say, Koriv lehachal es Yisrael kotshe machutz. It look, what you're doing looks, it looks as if you're telling the Yidin to eat kotshe machutz. Hey, since your mamish taking this piece of meat and roasting it, mamish, the way they roasted the Korim Pesach, it looks like they're eating kotshim bachutz. So now the diak is, what's also to do? Mekulis in. Only if they roasted the whole kid, the whole complete kid. That's the way they roast the Korim Pesach. That's what's also. Of Hashem Mekulis loy. But mash mekulzman, you didn't roast the whole kid altogether. Just you bought one piece of meat. You bought a roast. Mashma, the one piece of roast that you bought, that would be mutter to roast. The only thing you can't roast, you can't make tzli, is only if you have the whole kid all together. So Drashi Shein the Mekulis Loi. V'kashi L'Rav, there's a kashan Rav. D'yom ha'bosa grey the mechle b'pesach. You say you can't even buy and say, this meat, bosa zeh l'pesach. Even a regular piece of roast. And he was saying, what's osur? Only the whole kid roasted all together. But mashma, a piece of meat would be mutter. And the Gemara, Amri like this. Mekulis, if you have the whole kid roasted altogether, then loishana omar, loishana loyomar. There's no nafkamina when you bought it, you said, bosazel a pesach, or even if you didn't say it, still it's saucer. Because if you roast the whole kid altogether, that in itself looks as if you're making it l'shem korban pesach. So it looks as if you're eating kotchim now, chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'ashenke ain't shame the makulis. Let's say you don't buy a whole kid together, or you're not roasting the whole animal together. No, you only bought a piece of meat, and you're roasting just one piece of meat by itself. Then we say, pirish in. If you said that bosa zela pesach, this meat should be for pesach, that's also. Loi pirish loi. But if you didn't speak out clearly and say that this piece of meat should be for bosa zela pesach, that's mutter. So there's no serum. We're talking about not the whole kid, just a piece of meat. Then it's only us if you say bosa zela pesach. Tomorrow. Rav Acha learned that who was the one that said over this mice of Tudis? It was Rabbi Shimon. He was the one that said it over. For the Gemara, Maskevla Rosh Hashis. Rosh Hashis has a question on Rav Acha. Bishleim with the man that told you, look, Rav Yossi. Bishleim with the first man, the Yoma, that said, who was the one that said over this mice? It was Rav Yossi. Then Nicha, then it's good. That according to Rabbi Yossi, I could understand that if somebody roasts the whole kid all by itself, it looks like you make kotshim bachutz, and that's why it's also. El leman demas lak Rabbi Shimon, but Rav Acha that said that Rabbi Shimon was the one that said over this halacha, mi nich is it good? And according to Rabbi Shimon, why should there be any shayla that looks like you make kotshim bachutz? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon says, the apotir, there's no way to kotshim. Because the person did not make it kotchim the way you are supposed to. If you don't speak out the right lushin of hegdish, you cannot make something hegdish. So the kasha here is also, here you went and bought a kid. So you weren't mak the shit b'shas the animal was alive. You first bought a piece of meat that's cut up, that's geshochten already. So if you made the shrita, you can't be mak the shit anymore for Korban Pesach. So according to Reb Shimon, it's only chal hegdish if your mama speak out, you want it to be hegdish the way it's supposed to. But whenever you speak out the wrong lashon, nothing is chal at all. So according to here, there shouldn't be any chash at all. Let's see Rashi. Reb Shimon poiter. Rashi boy mehareya lai mincha min asorim. If somebody says lashon like this, I want to bring a mincha, but from what? From Bali. So Reb Shimon says the person is potter. He has no chiv at all to bring a mincha. Why? The Tanan Vimlochis, maybe Minachitim. Usually you have to bring a mincha from wheat. There's no such thing as bringing mincha from Bali. The Chivan the Yom Harayalai Mincha, when a person said Harayalai Mincha, is Tafas Lashon Rishon. That's what the Rabbanan say. That when a person says Harayalai Mincha, he meant to say, O Mincha in a Bo Minasorim, is Nadova, Hilgach Yavim Minachitim. When a person said Harayalai Mincha, he meant to say he wants a mincha. After he says Sarim later, we don't listen to him. Because you can't bring a mincha from Bali. So therefore, it's as if he said, I meant to bring it from wheat, and he has a chiv to bring from wheat. That's a Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, Poitra, Rabbi Shimon says, nothing doing. This person is potter for bringing a mincha. Why? The Yomar, he says, Afi Gmat Varv Adam Mitzvah. No, the person said one statement. We have to listen to everything he said. V'nidbak v'dayta l'choma shemoytze v'piv. And he meant to say everything. He meant to say clearly, Harayalai mincha sarim. I want to be mechayiv myself to bring a mincha, but what type of a mincha? Only from Bali.
Now lemincha sorin is kavin. V'sabar Reb Shimon holds shodem yerchelis nadav lahavi kain ulefikach ein betvarv klum. If this person thinks he could bring it, but really you're not allowed to bring it, so therefore nothing is chal. But now the kasher is now v'ayin meichel gedi mekulas nami. My karv lekotcher machutzika. Here, when this tud is told all the people in Rome to go and buy their kids, their meat, and roast the whole animal together, halay mechayim lekarlo shem pesach. They didn't call this animal a korban pesach when the animal was still alive. They went to the butcher and they bought the animal after it had a shechita done to it already, when it was mace. V'afilu hayakarlo shem b'shas liya. Even if they would speak out the pharis b'shas they're roasting this kid. I want this kid now to be a korban pesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, nothing is chal. If you b'shas roasting this whole kid, but you didn't say it should be korban pesach before when it was still alive, you only said it now after you made the shechita. So now it's not a derech. You can't make a hegdish now. So what's the whole shaila here? It looks like you're reading kachim machutz. No, kachim can't be chal in this oifen. It could only be chal kachim if you made a hegdish when the animal is still alive. But here after shechita, you can't do it. So what's so wrong? What did Tudis do wrong? How could you say Reb Shimon said that Tudis did something wrong? According to Reb Shimon, he didn't do anything wrong. Reb Shimon knows nothing is chal. So for the Gemara, Maskelar Asheshes, Bish, Omalei, so Omalei Ravina said back to him, Omalei Ravina, L'Ravashi, so Ravina said back to Ravashi, Oman de Mastilok Reb Yosi, the one that learns and goes according to Reb Yosi, min icha, is it good even according to Reb Yosi? It's also no good. V'yomar Rav, a Rav said like this, that Rabbi Shimon v'shitas Reb Yosi yomra, Rabbi Shimon that says that you don't just listen to the first word he said, but you have to listen to the whole thing he said, goes according to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi was the one that said, af b'gmar dvorav or the mitzvahs. You have to listen to the whole statement he said. The yomar, what did Reb Yosi say? Even the end of the sentence, you have to listen to those sentences he says, and you have to listen to the end words. So Reb Shimon's hope shot only goes according to Reb Yosi. So who Reb Yosi is the one that says you have to go back to his last words? So who Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon also? So Mar says, my love, isn't it? Me, the Reb Shimon, Savlok Reb Yosi, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, that when somebody says two statements, you can't just take the first statement, like here, the person is a ray of light mincha, and then he says he wants to be from Bali. So Tanakhama says, take the first statement by itself. You want to make a mincha, period. That you're saying, Sirim, it can't be, so throw that away, and we're just left with your first word. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to listen to those things. He only wants to make a mincha from Sirim. And since there's no such mincha, Melo nothing is chal. How did Reb Shimon know that? He knew it from Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi's halacha in Tumur is that if a person says, Harezu Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlomim. Someone took one animal and he said, this korban, this animal now should be Tumura. And he had in front of him two different animals. He had a korban Oila and a korban Shlomim. That's the loch of Tumura. You say this animal should be instead of the other animal. So you can say this animal should be instead of an Oila, it's like a chalak dushes Oila on this animal. But this person said like this, this should be Harezu Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlomim. He said two statements, one after another. Now both it can't be. It can either be one or the other. So the Tanakhama says, take the first one he said, Oila first. This animal becomes an Oila. Reb Yosi says, nothing doing. So af b'gmar dvarav, the person said two statements. You have to listen to both of them. And since he said Oila and Shlomim, he owes both as chal. How could both be chal? You have to sell it, and with the money, you have to buy both of them. But that's Reb Yosi Shita, af b'gmar dvarav. Even the end of the statement you have to listen to. You can't just take the first part of the statement and stop right there. Harezu tumuras oila. Right there it's an oila. That's what you said first. In other words, the other svar is, the thing that you say first, that's what you mean first. That's what you mean. Then you want to have something second also. So if the second thing can't be, that can't be. But the first thing is, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon holds no. A person doesn't mean what he says first, that's what he wants. And then he wants a second thing. No, he right away meant both things together. Just you can't speak out two in 1 second. So you have to say first one statement, then another statement. But the person at the beginning, when he started to say a Rezu Oila, he meant at the beginning, I don't want it to only be an Oila. Or by Mincha, I don't stop want to bring a Mincha. At the beginning of my statement, I mean to say, I want this Mincha to be from Bali. And Reb Shimon says, since there's no such mincha to be from Bali, you're potter from a Bali. So the kashrut of Reb Shimon goes according to Reb Yossi. So Chura, since Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yossi, the other way also, let's say, Reb Yossi namasov like Reb Shimon, that Reb Yossi also holds like Reb Shimon, that Hegdish is only chal if you say it in the normal manner. Whenever you're not makdish something in a normal manner, it's not chal Hegdish at all. So our kashrut to this should be shvir even according to Reb Yossi. What was Reb Yossi's makpid that to this told the people in Rome, go take your kid and roast it Pesach b'night? What's wrong with doing that? Since you can't make a Hegdish now when it's dead already, so it's not called Hegdish. So what should be Yosef? Hemtikmara loy. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon, Sovolok Reb Yossi. That first part is true. Reb Shimon that says you go boss to the Gemar goes according to Reb Yossi. Abavaloi Reb Yossi, Sovolok Reb Shimon. I'll tell you that Reb Yossi does not hold like Reb Shimon. That by Hegdish, even though you say something, even though it's not the derech to be magdish it that way, still something could be chal. Therefore, if you learn the man yom that said over the ma'isu to this was Reb Yossi, it'll be good. According to Reb Yossi, it looks as if you're being making something hegdish. But according to Reb Shimon, it's shver. Reb Shimon holds there's no such hegdish here.
Yeah. Yes, Rashi also the Gabi Gdi, according to Reb Yossi, what we say here by this kid, Mekulas Nami, Afa Gav Dishloika Derech HaMakdishim, even though right now it was Pesach by night, they took this meat, they were roasting it, they didn't speak out there should be Korban, and even if they would say it now, it's dead meat already. The Chori can't make a Korban. Have a leg, Korav La'achel Kochim, still is good. Why it looks like he did something wrong. He made the meat Kochim. Bechutz. The Eva Yomer Leh Harei Zul LePesach Amri LeDimei Pesach Omer. Because the Reb Yossi maybe does know about Reb Shimon, will explain himself. When he meant to say this piece of meat should be for Korban Pesach, he didn't mean to say this meat gufa should be a Korban Pesach. Because that we know, you have to bring a live animal for Korban Pesach, you can't take a dead animal. No, what he meant to say is, this meat should have a kedusha on it, for the value of it, and then I'll sell it, and the money, I want the money to be for Korban Pesach. So that's what they meant to say. So they didn't mean to make this meat kochim. So if you eat this meat now before you poider it, it looks like eating kochim achutz. So according to Reb Yossi, it was good, this ma'ason. Why Tudis was doing something wrong. But according to Reb Shimon, it's a little bit shver. What was he doing wrong? So the Mari Boilihu. Tudis is Raimi. This person called Tudis. Gavra Rab Hevi. Was he a big Talmud Chochem, a Chosh of a person? Or a Baal Lagrufim Hevi? Or maybe no, he was just a political person. He had a strong power. That's why they were afraid to put him into Nidui. But not because he was a Talmud Chochem. Toshma, come, I'll bring you Raya. I'll bring you Raya with a Talmud Chochem. That Oid Zudarish Tudis. Ish Roimi. He made a Drosha. So you see, he knew how to learn. He dashed and took him. He dashed him like this. A famous Drosha. Ma ro Chananya Mishor v'Yazaria Shemosu Atzma Kedushas Hashem LeKif Shneis. How did they know they were supposed to jump into the fire to let themselves be killed Al Kiddush Hashem? Even though the Ma'ase Neis happened and they were saved, but they jumped in to the Kifshin Shleis. How did Chananya Mishor v'Yazaria know to do this? Is Nosu Rashi learns the Kasher is Ma ro Shleidoshu v'Chay Behem v'Loy Shiyamas Behem. That really a person is not allowed to kill himself. Even though the goyim wanted to do averus, the klal is you're supposed to do the avera and keep yourself alive. There's only three averus that you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the avera. That's gila royis, not to do aznus, shvichas dorim, not to kill somebody else, and avoid the zoro. But not for these three averus, the loch is you're not supposed to let yourself be killed. So the kashrut then here, how come they let themselves be killed? So Taisha speaks out, even though there the maisa was, the luchadnetzer wanted them to bow down to a statue. So Chura was an Indian of Avoy Dezora. The Torah says it wasn't an Avoy Dezora there. Elian Dart Yoshosu L'Chovad Atzmai. He stand had a statue, the picture of himself. The Nebuchadnezzar had a statue he used to put around of himself as the beautiful art to make himself look nice. And he wanted people to bow down, not L'Shein Avoy Dezora, but just to give him covered. So Mikra Adin, that would have been Mutter. So Takasha, why didn't they do it? Because they wanted to make Kiddush Hashem. They wanted to make Kiddush Hashem's name. Then it's very good what Rashi says. How do they know they're allowed to do it? The Chur, the apostle says, "V'chayim him. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed." So how were they allowed to throw themselves in the Kivshin Shalesh? So
So they say, so to this darshan that they made a kabuchoyma, nostal kabuchoyma biyatso mitzvadayim. They made their own kabuchoyma from the frogs. From Mitzrayim by the second makah, makah svadayim, they took a kabuchoyma from the svadayim, from the frogs. What's the right from the frogs? Umat svadayim, she'ein mitzuvim akdushas Hashem. They have no chiyuv to mekadosh Hashem, they're frogs. Uksibu still says by them, uvov olu beveitecho. By the makas svadayon, the frogs went into the Mitzrayim's house. Over tanurecha, they went inside the ovens. Over masharasecha, inside the doughs, inside the challah. Now, emesai misharas mitzuyus eitz tanur. When do we have the dough, the challah, next to the oven? Have yoyim mevishor shatanacham. That means right after it came out of the oven, or right before when you want to bake it. So you have a not hot oven. That's when you have the dough next to the oven. And still the frogs went into these ovens also. So Chura, by jumping into the oven, the frog should have killed himself. So you see, the frogs were moist and nefesh to make Kiddushas Hashem. Why did they do it for? Because it was a tzibur, one of the makis was tzvadeya, to go all over. So Onu, or the Hanani Mishon Zayah said, us ourselves, Shem Mitzvah and Kiddushas Hashem, we do have a mitzvah to Mekadosh Hashem's name. Halachas Kama V'Kama. For sure, we have a chiyuv to Mekadosh Hashem's name. So the raya from the Tzvadayim was, what's the raya? There they had a tzibu to go into the ovens. The terrace was, Hashem didn't tell any frog which one to go into the ovens. Each frog could have said, I'll just go into the bedroom. I'll just go into the kitchen. I'll go into the refrigerator better. No frog was told directly to jump into the stove. No, whoever the frog jumped into the stove, he did it by himself. He wanted to be Mekadosh Hashem. So Hanani Mishal says, also, you see, there's such an Indian to be Mekadosh Hashem.
But
the chayv them, right. The kasha is still right. The chur Rashi's kasha, what's the terrace to Rashi's kasha? The chur frogs don't have any chiyah v'chayv them. A frog doesn't have a chiyah to keep himself alive. Ma'ashenke, Chanan, Rishor, Vazayah had a chiyah to keep himself alive. So what was how was he allowed to do it? It's a bissel shvelach. Yeah, it's a bissel shvelach. The B'chayim Shul Levis and the Shmuz wants to say that the pshat is that it's at the sound the Medjush brings down the Tzvadayim. Afterwards, all the tzvadayim were killed. The only tzvadayim that stood alive was the tzvadayim that jumped into the tanner. The ones that were moist and nefesh, they thought they were going to be killed. Those were the ones that stayed alive. Those were the only tzvadayim that stayed alive. Since they were ready to give up their life, Hashem saved them. All the other frogs were killed. So he wants to say, that's what Hanani Mishovi Azai learned out of Kabbalah Chaim from here. That if a person is moist and nefesh, really, l'shem shemayim, he's for sure will be saved. So therefore, either the Pasuk says, v'chai b'hem, in the case where you know for sure, you're giving up your life, ha'kudushas Hashem l'shmo, you'll zicha be saved. So Hanani Mishovi Azai knew they'll be saved, that's why they're allowed to do it. If they would have had a stuff that they'll be killed, true, v'chai b'hem says, you can't let yourself be killed, you have to keep yourself alive. But they learned out from the Svadayim, just like the Svadayim, the only frogs that stayed alive were the ones that jumped into the tanner. So you see, if you're mois and nefesh, mamas Hashem Shemayim, not just to be saved. If the cloud list ain't soim chamal neis, you're not supposed to say, I'll be mois and nefesh, I know for sure I'll be saved. That you're not supposed to do. You have to be mois and nefesh, really l'shem Shemayim, even if it means to kill yourself. In such a knife, and we do it mamas Hashem Shemayim, then for sure you'll be saved. How do they know they'll be saved? That they learned out from the Svadayim. They saw they were saved. All right, but the kasha is a good kasha. Right. I call upon him, you see, he made this rasha to this. So who you see is a big Talmud Chacham. So. But Rabbi Yosef Rav Abba Nomar, Mato Maloyi Lekisho Tamir Chomim. Know what he used to do, Hoya? He used to, Rashi says, he used to Nois Sein Tzcharo Tamir Chomim. He used to give business to Tamir Chomim, Lishtaker Bo. That they should become rich from it. He used to help out the Talmid Chachamim, make a livelihood. The Yomer Rabbi Yechinin, Kol Amato Maloyi Lekis Talmid Chachamim. Whoever helps out a Talmid Chacham, makes a living, is Zoycha V'yoshev Yeshiva Shemala. He'll be Zoycha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala in Shemayim. Shenem when the Pesach says, Ki B'tzel HaChachma B'tzel HaKesef. Shashi B'tzel HaChachma. B'mechitzas HaChachma Yikonai Zeh Shaneyo Menchosev. Hey, someone that gave away from his property, his money, he gave to Talmid Chachamim to have Hanor to live in this world, he'll be Zeicha to have the Tzel of Chochmah in Shemayim. He'll be Zeicha to sit in Yeshiva Shemala. Right. Mokim Shinogo Lahadlik Es Haner B'leil Yom HaKippurim Adlikim. If the minig of your place is on Yom Kippur by night, that the ladies, the women, white neighbors,
let them light. Mokim shnagu shkar lahadlik ein madlikim. If the minig in your place is not to, you don't have to. So ask Rav Mar first time, what's the reason why we do, why we don't? He's on Shabbos, he's supposed to light as oinig Shabbos, as kovid as Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, you don't have that. There's no gin kovid or oinig on Yom Kippur. So it's only a minig to light neris. We'll soon see why yes, why not. O madlikim about the kinesis, about the midrashis. You're supposed to light in the base of Medrash, in the base of Knessias, but they should be able to daven there. Or Mavoyas or Folim, if you have a dark alley, people shouldn't trip there. If somebody is sick also, he needs a light, but to keep him alive, to give him some security, you should have a light by a sick person. Hamartona, Bain Shamru Lahadlik, whether you say you are supposed to light on Yom Kippur by night, or Bain Shamru Shloy Lahadlik, Shnein Madov Rech and Niskadna, they both meant to the same shot. What does that mean, Rashi says? Bein Shem Lahadlik. Oysem Shinogu Lahadlik. The people that had a minig to light neiris in the house, Yom Kippur. Is Ba'anoigim Shtar Lahadlik, but it's kind of a little over echad. La'af Rashatsu and Mishka Visha. The Iker Kavona was, there's also a Tashma Shamita on Yom Kippur. So they wanted to do something to remember not to have Tashma Shamita, Yom Kippur by night. His Oymim Lahadlik, the people that said to light in there, Mishum Deinodim, Mishamish, Mitosli, or Haner. If there's light in the room, you're not allowed to have Tashmish Amita. So if Bedavka let the candles light in their bedrooms, they shouldn't have Tashmish. The Yomim Shlel Hadlik, the people that said no, it's better not to light in there, Sovrim, Kishaner Dolik, Royas Ishtoy Mesavolo. They held it's better not to have the candle burning in the house. Because you'll have the candle burning in the house, Faket, you'll see your wife, and you'll have Taiva to have Tashmish with them, and your Kippur you're not supposed to. So both Menogim are telling the same thing. So both Menogim is not to have Tashmish. One held is better to have the light, one held is better not to have the light. Omer Rav Yeshua, Darish Rava, V'yamech Kulam Tzadikim, L'olam Yishuwaritz. That means, Bein Shermel Lahadlik, Bein Shermel Shalahadlik, Shneim L'neskav L'en L'dob Rachid. Echad. They both meant the same thing. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ein Mevorchin Al Or, Ele B'Maitsoy Shabbos. We only make a Borim Yoreish, only on Maitsoy Shabbos. Hoye L'tchilas B'riyosahu. Because that's when light was created. Light was first created. I mean, fire was first created on Mitzvah Shabbos. Therefore, Zeicha for the Brias of Or, we make a Borei Mireish on your Mitzvah Shabbos. The Chori means to say is not on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. On Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you don't have to make a bracha. Only on Mitzvah Shabbos. Omalei Yehu Saba Viteima Rabba Barbachonam. Yasha. You're right. Rashi Shapa Karmid. Chedem Rabbi Yechon, Legasin Yashim. Vechenom Rabbi Yechon. That you're right. Only on Mitzvah Shabbos, we make a bracha the first time we see a fire. Ula have a rochid chamra. Ula was riding a donkey. The ozal, he was going very shoko, the ozal, Rabbi Abba miminoi. Rabbi Abba was walking on Ula's right side. For Rabbi Babachonim is smoyla. And Rabbi Babachonim was walking on his left side. Omale Rabbi Abba Ula. So Rabbi Abba asked Ula. Vade di amrisa mishmed Rabbi Yechon. Is it true that you sell for the name of Rabbi Yechonon a mevorchen alor eleba mitzvah Shabbos? Is it true that they say over from you that you said Rabbi Yechonon says you only make a bracha on fire only on Mitzvah Shabbos? And why? Because that's when fire was first created. Is it true?
Is Hoda Ula? Choza Bey Rabba Baba Chona Bishus. His Ula looked at Rabba Baba Chona with an angry face. In other words, you said like that in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, but I didn't say like that because Rabbi Yechonon doesn't hold like this. Omalei Ula said, Ah, no, me myself. Lav ho amri, I did not say it here. Because Avad Rabbi Yechon is moide, even on Moitsoy Yom Kippur, you have to make a bar mirash. Eloah ho amri, this is what I said his name over. Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Titoni, tone, kamed Rabbi Yechon. He doesn't, Latana said a name in front of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Shim ben Elazar Weimer. Yoim Akipurim Shechal Lias Beshabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, after Mokim Shor Mushtel, Hadlik, even with the Minig, not to light Nerus, we had in the Mishnah, still now Madlikim, Mifnei Kopra Shabbos. The Yoni Rabbi Yechon, and Yechon answers back, no, Basraim, the Chom Moisim, the Chom still Aser, even though with Shabbos, but the heals the doubt of Shem Kippur, there's no Indian of Oinik Shabbos on Yom Kippur. His Omele Adar, Te Korelei, Rabbi Yosef, is he said on this Posseg, Maim Amukim Eitzab Levish. Alright, we'll continue on. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem. The Teish just asked the Kasha, the Baram Teish is, why don't we take and make a bracha every time we see the Or? The Chur having Hanoah. The Teish answers, as Hanoah, we only make a bracha if Hanoah that goes inside the goof. But yet the Or doesn't go inside the goof, we don't have to make a bracha. Only the first time on Mitzvah Shabbos, as the Bria, that's the time when it was curated. Yeah, but then Tosfos says, V'yaf agav, to mevorchin al or hashemish b'chol yoim, every day in the morning we make a bracha yoytze or yoytze moiris, mishum shemachadish b'chol yoim, because that's something that happens every single day, it's mechadish b'chol yoim, that's why we make such a bracha. But a regular hanoah, something that we have enjoyment from, we only make a bracha on enjoyment that goes inside the body, that the body is nena from. And that's from or, that's not considered the body has hanoah from. Here in this last line of the Gemara, just omeleis, Uli answered back, adate kori ole. In other words, on this, adate, Rashi says, means zois te zu, ani moide shomer of Yechna. On this memra moide, we have Yechna Taka said like this. So in this the Gemara says, kori ole Rav Yosef, the postek, mai mamuche meitza blevish. Rashi said, zu ula. The Gemara said, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the last lach tomorrow, Mitzvashim.
It's always something new.
Yeah, we're holding Nafnun Dalet. We're holding. Yeah, Nafnun Dalet. Just the last Gemara, Nafnun Gimel Mabez, was again the Shiloh that Ula chap that Rabbi Babachonah made a mistake, and that Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it, that you don't have to make a bracha on Moitzoy Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, last Pasuk was, Kor Yalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef called, said this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, that sometimes you could have an eitzah, you could take counsel just in your heart.